Let's do this.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome.
Okay. Hi, just in time.
All right, welcome everyone. Thanks for coming out. This is our, excuse me, allergies. Public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot roll call.
We're here.
Everybody's here.
Everyone's here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I need to just slow my roll. Okay. All right. Where was I? No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. Okay, approval of minutes for March 25, 2025.
Where are they?
First page. Okay. I move to approve them as is.
Okay.
I don't know who's
Monica.
Okay. Let's see. Approval of
all
the.
All in favor?
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor. I'm so distracted. Apologize. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Approval of the agenda for July 25. 29th, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye. All approve?
Aye. All in favor.
All in favor. Okay, informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for possible discussion.
You don't want to do it?
No, I'm not done.
Oh. Okay,
they're
not available.
Okay, table that till they show up.
Yeah. Okay, receive a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events in the area and public lands, policy concerns for discussion only. Okay.
Table that one too.
Yeah. Okay, receive a report from the Good Springs Library. She's not here yet either. Okay. Receive a report from the Good Springs Historical Society regarding upcoming events and other items of interest for discussion only.
No, I am not the Historical
That's me.
Society.
I don't see anybody who's...
I thought it was Debbie.
I think it's me.
Yeah,
it's either you or me.
It's you, honey.
Okay. There has not been a meeting this month because there's really nothing going on other than collecting membership. And there will be an upcoming in September, but the finalization of that we'll have to report to you at another time. We don't have all the details.
Thank you, Deb. Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding Labor Day celebration, public works updates, and any other updates from Clark County for discussion.
All right. So, the most fun thing, Labor Day weekend, we are having a community barbecue and movie in the park at the Flyer set there.
Yay!
And I brought posters.
Woohoo!
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be from 6 to 10. We are going to have a big inflatable screen. We can have the movie in the park. Starting at 6, we'll have free hot dogs and popcorn, And then other groups, I've talked to some of the school groups to come and maybe do snow cones, cotton candy, different things that they'll be able to do for donation. We also, I put it out on Facebook, and I need to put it out again, that we're having our photo contest, and I have some really great ones in so far. So if you have not submitted a photo about Good Springs, please send it to me. And we will have them all displayed so they can vote, and then we'll have prizes for the winners of that. And movie will start at 7:30. We have not decided what the movie is going to be yet because we got a tie vote right now. It's neck and neck. So I'm going to start asking a few more people what they think about which movie we should watch. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And there's some other surprises that are going to be unveiled that night that you guys won't want to miss. So that's that. What else did I say I was going
to
talk about?
Can I add to that?
Yes, you can.
What you and I talked about?
Yes, you can.
For the Good Springs Cemetery?
Yep.
Okay. So in addition to that, at 6 p.m., to benefit and raise money for the Good Springs Cemetery Association, the Good Springs Cemetery is hosting a human slot machine. And what that is you will either participate with a $1 or a $5 bet, and there are humans that will hold up items. There'll be three humans.
And they can't see each other. Yeah.
They'll go like this, and all of a sudden they'll pick up an item, and if all three items line up, then you win a prize. And we're going to have that right outside on the cement area. And so the Cemetery Association is putting that all together to raise money for the cemetery. And good news also about the cemetery. As of Friday, August 1st, we have put into place, high five, baby, our liability insurance. And we officially can start making plans to do the improvements. We have seven people on our team that make up the cemetery committee. So it's now all ahead forward, and we're really proud of that.
Neat.
So, yay team.
Yay team.
My sister call you?
Not yet.
Megan, how many posters are we going to get?
I printed out four big ones, but I can, once we choose a movie, I'll update it too. But you guys, I will let you guys
preliminary.
Put those out.
Preliminary posters.
It has the most of the details.
We could put one at Food Share too.
Yes.
Come see the human slot machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought I'll add that stuff on Facebook too.
Okay.
You know, because you can only put so much on the on the flyer.
Being Labor Day weekend, we want to invite the people that aren't going anywhere to have some fun. Mm-hmm.
So. Yes. Okay. Public Works, so they're supposed to start on Sandy Valley Road.
Nice.
Depending on whose math you go by, either September or November. I'm hoping it's September. And they'll be doing all the work at night, which is going to be interesting. So that's coming up. And then if you've seen the stuff they're doing on 161, that's NDOT. They're putting the millings down on the side of the road. Doesn't look great, and I told them that. I actually said it looks terrible.
But they did fill the hole that everybody goes into when it transitions from a one lane to two. They did fill that hole in, and that's helpful.
So yeah, they've done some stuff. You know, they resurfaced the whole thing, so there's no more potholes over by Boulevard. But this, they said they are doing it for dust control, weed control, and safety.
Death control.
Whatever reason, we're glad.
Yeah.
So they said they're going to come back and clean it up so it doesn't look so terrible at the end, and I'm going to hold them to it.
Good.
Because they still have a big pile to put down.
They still have a pile, and that's millings that are coming from the highway project.
Yeah.
And it's a good training opportunity for some of their newer operators there. So they're working on it. It's good.
What are they doing on Sandy Valley Road?
They're going to redo the whole thing.
Good.
Thank God.
Widening too?
Widening as much as we can.
Yeah. What is that material they're spreading? What is it?
It's millings from the highway. If you've driven in lately, when you get up closer to St. Rose, it's all been ground down.
Chewed.
And so all that
chewed up
from the road.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
Chewed up asphalt.
And gravel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How far are they going to go with that?
I asked the questions. They said there was no stopping point, so they're planning to do the whole thing, but it won't.
They're doing it on the 215 too.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. The one thing I think it will help is with the trucks getting high centered down there.
Oh, that was crazy.
That will help. I know. And that happens all the time, so I'm thinking it'll help with that. But no, they said the whole length. So. But it won't be a constant thing. It's kind of in between other jobs they're working on. So.
Kind of like we get the leftovers.
That's
then,
okay.
Of the pavement, yep. And that's all right.
That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I wanted this.
I know.
That would have been nice.
And I think that's all I got for right now. Let's see, but yeah.
Our splash pad?
Splash pad is not going to start until school is back in session. So that we can have this splash pad operating all summer. So yeah. Once it shuts down, that splash pad will not open back up next year. It'll be the new one. Yeah.
Dumpsters?
Dumpsters. I am not going to be able to get you more days, but it looks like I'm going to be able to get you more dumpsters.
Okay.
So, still working on it.
Okay. So good. Thank you.
We know so, when, we still have September 13th, I think it is, mm-hmm. And that's it. We don't get another time.
No, and quite honestly, no other town gets them more often than that. You guys get them more often than a lot of towns.
I thought you told me that other rural towns got them once a month.
No.
I thought Sandy Valley got them once
they
a month.
They do.
Well, Sandy Valley gets one, and they're 10 times the size of Good Springs. So, sorry. Yeah.
But that is another town.
It is the reality. It's 10 times the size.
It is another town.
And you get bulk pickup every week. So, I don't quite understand the need for so many dumpsters, because you can be putting couches out.
They don't.
They don't take them.
They don't pick
no.
them.
Okay. Then you guys need to tell me that, because
okay.
they're supposed to.
No, they only take what's in the
okay.
in the cans.
If
that's
you don't
it.
Put it in the bin, then
they don't
come.
Take it.
Okay.
But you do have the option to
call them
to pay for
to pay for a dumpster.
A bigger dumpster.
No. You are in a rural area. You should be getting bulk every week.
No,
so
we do
I
not.
Will.
We have
talk
not.
To, okay.
Yeah. Because I tried it.
Talk to
I actually
never
tried it earlier.
Okay, and that's part of
okay.
what's supposed to be happening. So that's important to know. So I'll follow up on that. But Mountain Springs gets twice a year. You know, they do Memorial Day and Labor Day. So I don't think, I mean, I could push, but... I just
well, if we could get bulk picked up once a week at our houses, then this wouldn't be as huge of an issue.
Yeah, it wouldn't be an issue
okay.
at all.
That explains it. So,
yeah,
okay.
I tried to get rid of stuff in April, mm-hmm. and actually, mm-hmm. I think the whole town saw how much they put out there. And
okay.
no,
all right,
thank you.
Anything else?
There was
something
we were supposed to ask.
Steph Stitches. Oh, the NRS codes for. We don't know them as near as well as you. And if you wanted somebody not to get hurt, or you wanted to alert somebody that if they got hurt, it was their problem, on the cemetery is what
cemetery.
We're talking about. Could we have an official NRS code that says you can't come here and expect us to watch over you? You have to watch
have
over
to.
Yourself.
I'll ask the DA.
However, you do have liability insurance now, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We
but,
do.
Enter at your own risk.
Right.
It basically,
something
that's
like
it.
That.
But you,
yeah,
there's
it,
NRS codes that say that.
Yeah, it's always better to have the official.
Yeah. Yeah.
Official.
And so we
so,
would
yeah.
we would like that on our signs,
if
but we don't know what it is.
Any kind of signs for the cemetery quoting an NRS code, that would
about
be awesome.
A sign, enter at your own risk.
Well, we have that, but
you
we yeah, we have two
skulls on it and everything's scary.
By the gates.
Right?
By the gates.
They're on the gates.
They're in there, entered at their own risk.
Yeah.
But it's better to have the NRS code
so
they know it's
I've been there for
where you
while.
Have to post it.
Well, let's hope you don't.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
Yeah.
I'll get those details.
Any NRS codes that would apply to
liability?
You're on your own, buddy.
You're on your own, yeah.
And just so you know, you don't have to wait till the meeting to ask me these questions.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just saying. Because I can't look it up right now, but I can look it
that's
up.
That's okay. That's
yeah.
okay.
But I'm happy to help no matter when you ask me. Okay.
Thanks, Megan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Planning and zoning.
Yay. Yay.
You ready, Eric?
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Yeah, no, no.
Better up. My turn?
Your turn, bud.
Well, you have to read the item.
You what?
Can you read
it? You have to read the item.
I'm sorry. AR25-400065, UC-21-0439, Ram Corp. Use permits, third application for review for the following. Expansion of a recreational facility, major training facility, camping in conjunction with a recreational facility, and a heliport.
Okay, Eric Brashear, 7750 Fairfield Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89123, it's Adrenaline Mountain. So, quick update on just Adrenaline Mountain's operations that you just mentioned. One, we really have no interest in putting a helipad in. We learned that Maverick and Papillon and the people that may bring out VIPs who choose to fly out, they can land anywhere. They don't need a helipad. As long as they have a space, they don't need an official helipad. So we sort of abandon that aspect of it. We're contemplating not moving forward with the camping cabins either, just because it's a whole other industry from what we're in. It's lodging industry. I'm not sure I want to learn the lodging industry the hard way. 40 miles from Las Vegas. So that's pretty much on hold. Otherwise, everything else is just kind of cruising along. And the one thing I do want to address is the trucks going through town, which I think we all agree is way more than I ever thought it was going to be. And there's an end in sight. There's two ends in sight, actually. One is they're just going to eventually run out of baseball fields to bring up. But the other is that, 2 years ago I applied for a right-of-way on the Powerline Road, which is really Kingston Road, to drop down to the gravel bypass. And, BLM, I'm stunned, has taken so long, but I really started pushing them about 6 weeks ago and saying, what's going on? And they said, you're next in the queue. And so I have a real estate specialist now that is working on this. And as a matter of fact, I asked Megan if she could use some of her power. And 2 days after asking that, there was a BLM Jeep out in the area where the bypass is going to be. So I think they were out there doing an inspection. So I think that they're moving that forward, and which would be nice. And I have the company, it's the same company that's doing all the trucking. They'll put the bypass road in probably in record time, because they're anxious to get out of driving through town as well. I mean, they don't enjoy it, and I'm concerned about it too. Just so you know, those asphalt millings down there, I was actually offered those millings that I would love to put on my trails, but as she said, they do the work at night. The only way that I could get those asphalt millings is if they would truck them through here through the middle of the night.
Oh, great.
To Adrenaline Mountain. So I said, can't do that. So I do have a heart to a certain extent, but I did make a commitment on the baseball fields, and I did underestimate the amount of trucking that it was going to take. So for that, I apologize. But again, I think that we have a couple of ends in sight on that. So I think that I'm really hoping that we get the bypass going in the next 30 to 60 days.
The truckers are pretty careful what they're doing.
There's only one place that they messed up on Pacific.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get with that gentleman and offer to change out those little rocks he has for some larger boulders that we'll bring off of our property and set up for him. We'll see how the truckers want to clip those then. So.
For those that don't know, you referenced baseball fields.
Yeah.
And the trucks. There are people that don't know what the connection is, baseball fields, trucks, and you.
Yeah, so I was offered by this company called WordCo that has, I guess, the contract to remove baseball fields because all the Clark County schools are going to water smart. You know, they're getting rid of the grass, obviously, for obvious reasons. And so it was offered to me as a dust palliative, as something that would cut down the dust on my off-road trails. And they ran a bunch of trucks out there, and we started putting it on our trails, and it had exactly the opposite effect. So needless to say, I was not too happy about that. But I couldn't you know, pull the plug because, you know, they did what they did based on me saying what I said. So I think they're down to 1.5 or 2 schools left worth of material that they need to bring out. And then that project's over. So there won't be trucks.
I mean, it helps Clark County School District get rid of the grass.
Yeah.
Because finding a place to put that much dirt, that much grass,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, all in all, it's a good thing, obviously. So then
explain what you're doing with it then.
Well, what I'm doing with it now is just, you know, kind of fulfilling my commitment to take it.
Building mountains.
Not using it. It's a building a mountain.
Building mountains.
Building another mountain. But yeah, we're not putting it on our trails because it was actually exactly the opposite effect. Mm. So yeah, I was really wishing I had those millings, but
yeah,
we're going to work out a deal where they bring millings up to me during the day.
Those trucks don't bother them after 20 years of ATVs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm still happy to say they're not mine. ATVs.
Yep. Them guys are making a living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions? You guys are easy tonight. Man.
So staff is recommending 1 year for another review.
Really recommend we not do another review. Reviews cost me $4,000 to $5,000 in legal fees, and I've had 5 of them now, and we've had no issues in the last 5 years. So I would ask that we not.
I mean, I think it's necessary. But that's up to you guys voting. I think.
One of the things that you...
When do you come up for...
one of the things awful. You take did was take away the camping. And that was one of the biggest things
maybe.
That we were...
Maybe.
That's a maybe.
Probably.
That's a maybe.
That's a maybe.
So
we should be having another review before that becomes a zero.
My suggestion would be...
Yeah.
That we have a review if and only you decide you do want to do those things.
That's fine.
You do want to have camping. You do want to have a helipad.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to add
a suggestion.
And once you get the approval to take your construction traffic around the power line road, not through town.
That's the road in.
Yeah.
But I don't think
that's a given.
I don't think it should be an official review that costs you $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah.
I think that it just should be a notification to say, hey, guess what? The roads are done and we're going to go around instead of going through town.
Yeah, I'm happy to come to...
And tell us things.
I like to come to the meetings. There's some that I forget about and there's some that I just can't make. But I do enjoy coming to the meetings and I'm happy to get up and share whether I'm on the agenda or not. And, you know, just to keep everybody informed with what's going on. So...
You should put that in a motion. I like the way you said it.
Brought drinks.
Put that in a motion the way you
I'll be up there one day.
Yeah, you'll be up there one day and I'll be right there.
Tim?
Did anybody think about calling about a dust control and getting the county and the state to water the roads for us for free? So it wouldn't be like an action against you or here to help us.
Because
I'm a health and safety practitioner trained through OSHA, and I know you can call the SCATS hotline, get your NRS code, they'll give it to you what it is, so you can print it out and give you the website. For that, and on that, they'll help you with that.
Yeah, so one of the things that WordCo is working on is, you know, because with the trucks running, the one of the plus sides to the trucks running on that dirt road is they've, and finally the county came out and graded it, but they didn't bring any water.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, and so WordCo is like, you know, they brought a motor grader out, and they worked on it, and then they went to their contacts at the water department and said, hey, listen, we want to put a meter, because I guess they have to get permission, we want to put a meter on the hydrant at Starbucks. The water department said, what are you doing with it? So we're going to be watering the road, we're going to be grading the road. Kingston Road going to Adrenaline Mountain. They said no. So they have to, so, you know, so WordCo is working on see what little tricks they have up their sleeve to be able to get water to be able to come up and grade.
That is not an unusual situation in areas like this or if it's somewhere else.
Yeah.
In Sandy Valley, every project runs into this, and
yeah.
their gene is not flush with water. So
right.
I can see why they would say, no, you can't just hook up to our hydro, because
right.
they're not on a public water system.
Right. Yeah, well, it's the same aquifer that, you know, the Avonpah Basin that we all use, right? So.
Right, but they don't... In a basin like this, you have to have water rights. And so they don't get unlimited water like a well person
right,
does.
Right, right.
You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, they aren't hooked up to Las Vegas salt water system. So
right.
if WordCo used up too much water, they'd be screwed. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
So yeah, so that's not unusual in an area like this.
Okay.
So.
And, Let me just say that, let me see how I can put this. They didn't think that the opportunity to get water was dead. So they're trying some finagling. So
the trucking company?
Yeah, WordCo, yeah. They think they have another trick up their sleeve to be able to get water to water the road. Because it's beneficial for everybody. I mean, so. So that's basically, yeah.
One of the items in here is talks about major training facility.
So that's
and
what they
what
call
is that?
That's what they call the shooting range. Every shooting range in town is a major training facility. That's just the designation for shooting range. I asked the same question. I'm like, what do you mean major training facility? Where's
what are
my
you
shooting
training
range?
For?
They said that's the shooting range.
Okay.
So
because when it talks about the expansion of a recreational facility, I think of that as being the shooting range, but then a major training means somebody's teaching somebody how to do something.
Shoot.
Look at me, look at her.
They're teaching you how to shoot.
Shoot.
Every person that comes and shoots gets instruction.
Yeah, they
yeah.
get instruction
yeah.
on how to help.
Right.
Yeah.
And
okay.
so, and a shooting range, I think, can either, I'm not big on shooting ranges, but I think you can either go and do recreationally or take classes, like, you know,
yeah,
in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't get
yeah.
So
yeah.
we don't have a shooting range just for fun and a shooting range for training.
Yeah.
They all fall
right.
under training. So then it's a catch-all.
So is there going to be more things happening to make this major? Because the operable word here is major to me.
I think it was a land thing.
No, major. There's major and minor, and I think minor is like a piano teacher that has a few students.
Let me add to that. I think major was always designated as 30 or more people.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You're right. Yeah.
That's your,
so are we there now, or is
yeah,
there
yeah.
going to be more stuff happening to...
No,
make,
we're there. Yeah, no, we're there now.
To make a review of that particular thing.
No, we're already there. I mean, yeah, so that's, we've had more than 30 people for years, so it's just a matter of how full
okay.
the buses are.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I would recommend, as I mentioned before, to not cost him $4,000 or $5,000.
I agree.
To stand up here and do this again, but, you know, like Monica said, if he's going to add anything,
yeah.
then, you know, come before the board.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
So.
We have to make it shorter than that long thing I just said.
Yes. In light of what you stated, that you probably aren't going to have camping, I would move to state that he does not need to come before the board again unless he decides to go ahead with the camping
facilities.
Or any other major
addition
to his facilities.
So the only way we can do that, because camping was a part of the original approval, would be if he withdrew camping and heliport completely.
And I
to
guess,
do it that way.
I guess
to
we
do
want
the,
to know
to do
that,
what you
too.
To do.
And that will cost him more money in order to do that as well, right? To remove him?
Sure.
No, he could just ask to remove it.
Well,
no, I don't know that he wants to.
We just don't want
to
cost you more money.
Part
yeah,
two.
Right.
So, you know, it's a decision that I've been thinking about for the last few weeks and not a decision that I've actually made at this point. So, you know, if I, trust me, I'll, you know, we may decide to do some bigger things, and we'll be back up here again, you know, for things that, you know, are truly different. But I mean,
you
whether
can do
I,
longer of you, you can do 5 years.
Would there be additional county applications that he needs to fill out in order to add the camping? Or submissions?
As far as planning, no. But he'd have to get building permits, and he'd have to get a well, and there's a lot of stuff that would have to go along with that. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'll tell you that one of the things that one of the next attractions that we probably are going to add is going to be a zip line, and that is going to require all kinds of county permits and all kinds of standing up here and you know, going through and discussing it with you guys. So don't get me wrong, to stand up here and give this review, which is something I could do again without it being a requirement and without it costing me, you know, $4,000 in this case. I'll be back up here officially discussing new and, you know, additional attractions that we're going to do. To put this review on the condition of not following through on something that has already been approved, I understand Megan's concern with that. So,
and it's not really a concern, it's just housekeeping.
Right.
You know,
gotcha. Yeah, doing it properly. Yeah. So,
making it clear.
But
yeah, I mean, she's right. I mean, everything in here, the application was approved a long time ago, but actually to facilitate the extra activities is a heck of a lot of money, especially camping.
Yeah.
You need a well, like Megan said.
Yeah.
And a water tower.
I mean, he's been in business for, what, 5.5 years?
Well, I've been in business for 13 years, but I've been on this property
for
8 years.
For eight years now. Okay.
God, already.
So,
I just don't think it's right to have him
have
another review in a year.
In 5 years.
The planning department already made the decision, so.
No. That's their
recommendation.
That's a recommendation. That's what they're recommending. You guys get to recommend whatever you want to recommend.
3 years, 5 years.
No years.
No years.
No.
I agree.
I moved. I moved to approve it and not have him make any more unnecessary.
Okay. Subject to no further review.
Informative. Correct.
Okay.
I second that.
Yep.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any other questions?
Oh my.
Thank you.
I mean, the truth is, you've been to a ton of meetings here that had nothing to do with you, so.
Yeah.
And he knows you're all watching everything.
Especially this one.
Yeah.
And we hear it all.
Yes.
And we hear it.
Okay, moving on to general business. I don't see any general business. Okay. Okay, now it's comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by a majority vote.
All right, speak up, y'all.
Speak up. Mama?
When is the water thing going to be fixed, changed?
The splash pad? The kids?
As soon as school starts.
The water pad.
As soon
after
as
school
starts, they're going to start the work on it.
Okay.
So that it'll be ready for next summer.
Yeah, they'll work on it through the winter.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
We'll try and have it ready for you when you're ready in the spring.
As soon as you get your new bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I got 3 of them.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that it?
Nobody?
Nobody else? Okay.
You don't have anything to say?
Steve, do you have anything to say?
Really? You don't have anything?
Come on, Steve.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. Our next meeting date is September 30th, 2025.
No, we have to meet in August because the library's coming through for zone change.
Oh.
Yes, so we have to meet August 26th. Sorry.
No problem.
I meant to say that in my report.
August 25th?
26th, I believe.
I saw that that was recorded.
I saw someone there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, the 26th.
August 26th.
And so that, so the system works. You know, when we talked about meeting every other month, you know, not meeting every month, the planner was bringing it in, called me, said, hey, you aren't meeting until September, but they want to, you know, the schedule would hit in August. And I said, well, we'll still have to meet. So
we'll meet in August. Okay. And library will be on the agenda.
Design review and zone change.
That'll be at 5:30?
No, it's,
yes,
it's a public facility.
Okay.
I have something I want to mention. I've had some people comment that since we've moved the meeting to 5:30 p.m., it's too early for residents to attend.
Okay.
Is this a problem for you folks that are attending now?
Obviously not.
Obviously not.
They're here.
Just the confusion of when it was.
Okay. Okay, meeting's adjourned.
This thing still says 6.
I think it was published to be at 6:30.
Steve, I need to ask you a question.
I know. The agenda's right, but
you know, the
still say 6:30.
Yeah. They said
there's a... These guys say slander, yeah.
If they can fix the car.
I know they have.
It's right in the room.